Every week I am asked the same question. It is not a question about church teaching, and it's not even a question about current events or legal policies. Every week I am asked the same question. Doesn't it bother you, Father, that there are babies crying and children making noise during the Mass? Every single week. And I have two answers to that question. First, I believe that every time a baby cries or a child makes some noise in the church, that God is reminding me that there is a future in the church and in this parish that will outlive me. The cry of a baby is the voice of the future speaking to me and to you at the present moment. It really helps to look at it that way. The cry of a baby and the voice of a child are the voices of the future crying out to us at the present moment. Every time you hear a baby cry and a child make some noise, remember that you are hearing the voice of the future. It helps, I promise. But I have... They're all saying, "Amen, Father." But I have another answer. I have another thought. When I hear a baby crying or a child making some noise in the church during Mass, I have begun to think more and more about the cries of torment of those in hell who ultimately and definitively reject the invitation of God. When I hear the cries of a child during Mass, I have begun to think about the cries of those children of God who chose to completely and definitively walk away from Jesus. Now, we cannot know the destiny of any particular person. We do not know how the grace of God might have worked in ways known only to God. And in the celebration of the Eucharist, we pray for those who have died and whose faith was known to God alone. But we know the promise of the gospel. We know the promise for the Lord's faithful people. Life will be changed, not ended. We dare in faith to hope for heaven. We dare in faith to hope for eternal life in the presence of the saints and angels with those who have gone before us, marked with a sign of faith, who sing in praise and thanksgiving before the throne of the Most High God. We dare in faith to hope for heaven. But we know that many walk away. Almost all of the 5,000 men who were fed by the bread from the hand of Jesus walked away from him. I think of that every year in the weeks after First Holy Communion and the weeks after Confirmation. But then I hear a baby cry, and I hear a child make some noise during Mass, and I pray for those who might be walking away. Every time I hear a baby cry and a child make some noise, I pray for those who are walking on the road away from Jesus and away from heaven. Every time I hear the cry of a child, I pray for the children of God who are wandering. And maybe you can too. Maybe every time you hear a baby crying during Mass, you can pray for someone you know who is taking a few steps away. Maybe every time you hear a child make some noise during Mass, you can pray for someone whose voice has not been heard in the church for a long time. Maybe every time you hear a baby cry or a child make some noise in the church during the Mass, you can pray for someone who has died and their faith was known to God alone. We dare in faith to hope for heaven. And now at the altar, heaven breaks open. Christ Jesus, who is always faithful to his promise, invites our prayers and invites our lives to join in his great act of praise and thanksgiving. Here at the Eucharist, the children of God in every age cry out for a future filled with hope. Here at the Eucharist, we dare in faith to enter heaven. Amen.